Next up, we've got Seabass, The Idea of You.
I thought it was real, this feeling blooming in my chest, flowers cracking open, sunlight starts to crest over the
So, when you fall in love with the idea of something rather than the actual thing, is that a misunderstanding of one's own feelings, or is it willful self-deception? That's an interesting idea. So this notion of seeing people not as they truly are, but rather as a reflection of the observer's own needs and desire, is, I think, an excellent topic to explore. I mentioned to Ryan earlier that I just happened to be reading George Eliot's Middlemarch at this moment, and this kind of personal misunderstanding is at the heart of how our protagonist is going to decide whom they're going to marry. So this is very relevant. I really like the topic in the song, and there are lots of things to like about the song, like the lyrical flow and the varying rhyme schemes are good. There's some sweet backing harmonies. The bridge has a tonal shift that is just excellent. It's like unexpected, but fits right in. There's some dramatic pauses, and I feel like there's a use of rubato here, like where the tempo is not rigid and it kind of flows a little bit slower, a little bit faster at times. The melody's sad. It's, you know, the well-recorded acoustic guitar, and the singing is lovely. This has a lot of G&G elements, right? Like, I don't think there's a lot of instrumentation on here, but there's a lot I like about this song.
Much like Chumpy reading Middlemarch, I've been reading Garfield at Large. And he's got... No, I'm kidding. This song is slow. It's nice. There's a beautiful lead vocal performance, but with maybe some noticeable vocal tuning.
Yeah,
and maybe it's so noticeable that it's a little distracting, but this is the pot going up to the kettle and saying, hey, you're a pot. But regardless, you know, it has a mostly excellent harmony vocal line, some good choices that way. It's a good sounding guitar and a nice occasional use of vocal fry, I thought. But, you know, it's too mild to be my jam. And you know that coming into this.